All right, on this Tuesday morning, not surprisingly, Kayleigh McEnany was questioned repeatedly yesterday at the White House by reporters about why the president wasn't briefed on intelligence, claiming that Russia paid Taliban militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A very serious allegation. Joining us to talk more about this, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
I thought Kayleigh was pretty consistent in her answers to the press yesterday.
Yeah, and there were a lot of follow-ups to this. The White House was insisting the president still hasn't been briefed himself on this. She says neither the president nor the VP were briefed on this alleged Russian bounty intelligence. And reporters, of course, asked the natural follow-up, why not? And she said there isn't consensus among the intelligence community and that there were dissenting opinions within the intelligence community, and that's why it was not elevated to the president, and it wouldn't be until it was verified. Now, experts we spoke to yesterday, including our Steve Ganyard, say that's not normal. Unverified information, intelligence often gets put in front of the president all the time. They say that's the nature of intelligence, that there will be uncertainty, but just because there's uncertainty doesn't mean it's not critical and that it shouldn't be seen by the president. So there are a lot of questions about this. Now, a couple of headlines this morning. The AP is reporting that the intelligence was included in the president's daily briefing in early 2019 and that the National Security Advisor at the time, John Bolton, says he briefed the president on this situation last March 2019. New York Times is even pinpointing it as this material was delivered to the president in late February of that year. So now a lot more specifics, and we have a lot more follow-up questions for the White House today.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. And Congress is asking questions, too, aren't they? They want to know more about this.
And both parties, too. So this was an interesting situation as well. You had a briefing yesterday for House Republicans at the White House. This morning, in about an hour, top House Democrats will head to the White House to get a similar briefing on this issue. It's going to be the chairs of the Armed Services, Intelligence, and Foreign Affairs Committees. But it's unusual to have these two separate briefings, usually on something like this, especially with intelligence involved. You get the leaders from both parties, tops of the committees, the ranking members from the minority party in the committees, get them all together in one room and do one briefing. So more questions then about why they split this up over 2 days.
And of course, what makes this even more interesting is the fact that Russia is at the center of this. And we know the president's history with that country.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, you have a lot of Republicans asking questions about this. Why was the president not told? And what has been done to hold Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, accountable since these reports first came up? You know, even if they still say that there was inconsistencies among this and it wasn't completely verified, what was done? I think the calls for that will grow as more lawmakers get information about this, but certainly a lot of questions about the president's language and rhetoric and posture towards Vladimir Putin over the past 2 years.
It will be another interesting day at the White House and on Capitol Hill.
Always.
Karen, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for being with us.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.